So anyway, so Wednesday we received a very, very sad news. Actually, I received it Thursday morning, but Wednesday night already the messages started coming in that, you know, Maulana Harun is not well and so forth and so on. So I phoned my, because I'm married in Spingo Beach, my sister is there for how many years, my uncle, auntie, all of them are there. So we know Maulana Harun for many, many years, and you know that we studied together as well. I'll come back to all that just now. Allah Ta'ala grant our Maulana Harun Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen, and his family Sabri Jameel. And then Thursday, mashallah, was another busy day that we had to do so much at the work here, meetings and so forth, preparation. Then Friday, Jumu'ah, mashallah, I went to the Jami Masjid. First time in my life it has happened, 11 weeks in a row, I'm lecturing in the same masjid. So every day we used to go for namaz, mashallah, read salat with Jama'ah. And even during lockdown, either in Jami or either in Sufi Masjid. So every Friday for the past 11 weeks, I was giving lectures there, making khutbah and so forth. But this past Friday, the Imam, Maulana, he, Maul Ghulamullah, that is a new Imam, Maul Bamji is here, mashallah, 37, 38 years. Allah Ta'ala reward him, sterling, sterling service. So he delivered the khutbah and salat, and I had now 10 weeks in a row with lecture, khutbah, salat and so forth. So alhamdulillah, we thank all the trustees of Jami Masjid in Lanesia, Sufi Masjid in Lanesia, and mashallah, they kept the masjid open so we could read all our salat and so forth. Nevertheless, all that happened with all Mighty Allah, Jalla's mercy, and now we are reading salat there. So this was now Friday, and I had to translate the khutbah of Sheikh Jameel, you know, Sheikh Faisal Jameel Ghazawi. So mashallah, he was speaking about, you know, the vicissitudes, ups and downs, challenges, problems people face in life and so forth. Thursday morning we heard that Maulana passed away. It was about 11 up past 11 Wednesday night, and then after Fajr on Thursday was his janaza. So that is when we came, we made dua and so forth. Then Saturday, mashallah, was another exciting day. Those lawyers who met Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, they said that, wait, we get a bigger group. And mashallah, so they came also, and we had mashallah meeting with Maulana. Maulana explained how he went to study in Jalalabad. He was going to America to become a lawyer, and they were so impressed with his, you know, they asked him to write a biography, you know, autobiography. So when he wrote to them, they were so impressed, they told him entrance examination also, you skip it, you just come and enroll one time. But he decided that let me go to India and learn about Deen, and then from there he'll go. But as Qadar al-Masha Allahu Khan, wa ma'alam yasha alam yakun, what all Mighty Allah decrees, that happens, mashallah. And he explained the whole story, Hazraji's du'as, Hazraji's tawajjuh and everything. Hazraji refers to Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, the sage of the age, the wali of the time, mashallah. And great, great khidmat, 50 years Allah is making khidmat of deen here in South Africa with Allah's help. And then, mashallah, we had meals there by Mufti Bouda Sahib. Allah to reward them, mashallah. They went out of their way to feed all of us and so forth. Wonderful, wonderful. And the bilateral, multilateral discussions, very, very good. Alhamdulillah, Allah to accept it. And thereafter, mashallah, that Sunday, you know, we have our Q&A and so forth. And then last night, I phoned Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahib. We all should make dua. Allah to give Hazrat Afiyat, Siha, and bring him back to South Africa. Inshallah, we are hopeful during the course of this week here, Hazrat Mufti Rizal al-Haq Sahib will return home. And then yesterday we had the Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi. Allah Ta'ala reward our Hafiz Hussain Wadi also. So let's come to Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib and give you a brief profile of this genius. I was thinking, what must I call today's program? So I was thinking maybe I should call it two genius. One, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib. He finished the Alim course in 18 months. He told us that. Can you believe? Who can do that? And it turned out to be one of the greatest alim South Africa ever produced. And remember Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib, Rahimahullah, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, 83 years old. So let's start with Maulana Harun Sahib in this 15 minutes I have left and discuss about him. Mona Harun was born there in Carolina. All this information, half I knew, the other half, the RB family from Carolina filled me in. MashaAllah, our half Haji Yusuf RB, we know very well. We all are connected somehow. And his beloved son Ismail and so forth. And our Abu RB, MashaAllah, he, my father-in-law, they were the best of friends always with Baipadia, all in Spingo Beach. Allah Jalla Ola grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So Maulana Harun was born in Carolina 1952, 5 years or so, 6 years our senior. So anyway, so you must remember 1952, he was born in Carolina, father's name Ismail, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He passed away in December 2013, and mother's name Auntie Zainab. So remember, she passed away one night before my father, so that I remember very well. My beloved father passed away on the second night of Ramadan 1982. Maulana Harun's beloved mother passed away in 82, first night of Ramadan. Because on the next day he phoned me and told me, see, you lost your father, I lost my mother. We both make dua for one another. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala grant all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. He would go to school, madrasa, all that day in Carolina. Then a turning point in life, 1966, Mias Farm. And you go to Mias Farm, so you become a Hafiz, and you go to school as well. So, mashallah, he spent about 4 years there at Mias Farm, and in that time there, mashallah, Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Hafiz Rahmatullah Alayh, he was a Waliullah. And Hafiz Sahib, I used to meet him now and then, yeah, because the last few years of his life, he's just like opposite my house, like diagonally. If I walk from here to the house, it'll take me less than 5 minutes. And I used to go deliberately there, and just sit there after Asr. He used to know me with Allah's help, and I asked him, Hazrat, make dua, ask him some nasihat and so forth. So all this today, some of them are mufti, some are Shaykhul Hadith, some are Hafiz, some are Qari. They studied in Mias Farm. Great, great contribution by Mias Farm. One is the Quran Sharif and all their publications. When we were studying in Maktab, we can't forget that. And then the amount of Hufaz, Hazrat Mufti Sanjalwi, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalwi, student of Allama Kashmiri, rahimahullah. So what great, great contribution they made. That was the golden age for Mias Farm, mashallah. So in 1969, then he came back and he spent few months there in Carolina. And 1970, then he left for Pakistan and so forth. Now you need to understand, when we were there in Newtown Madrasa, the madrasa was known as Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, and the area was called Newtown. Now it's called Bin Nuri Town, and the madrasa's name also is changed now. So I will just call it as we knew it, and until now I still call Newtown because we used to it. Nevertheless, it's called Hazrat Bin, after Hazrat Allama Bin Nuri Rahimullah, it's called Bin Nuri Town now. So anyway, so Maulana went there in 70. Now you should realize that when we went, we didn't know Urdu, we didn't know Persian, we only know English and our mother tongue, my mama also, or Gujarati, whatever. So when we went, so they started a course there, mashallah, that everything will be done in Arabic. So Maulana went in that course there, mashallah, and he excelled in Arabic. And with him, there was one American brother, white brother. I met him now 4 or 5 years ago in South Africa. Yusuf Ameriki, we used to call him. But his full name is Yusuf Talal Yusuf Dalarenzo. So there he was registered as Yusuf Talal. But his full name is Sheikh Yusuf Dalarenzo. So I met him recently and so forth in South Africa, meaning few years ago. Nevertheless, it was him. It was Sheikh Maulana Harun, the Sheikh Yusuf Dalarenzo, and Maulana Faizul Haq. So my Fazulak is not far from here, also mashallah, half an hour's drive from here. So you know this place, Carltonville, you'll find Maulana there. So three of them, I used to wonder what these three are sitting in the class. Then I realized that their course is separate, it's all in Arabic. So we first go learn Urdu, then we start and so forth and also on. And lo and behold, when we went 74, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, he was appointed as a teacher. So we, his first batch, you know. So Allah Ta'ala made it such from that time till now with Allah's help, because Ta'aluk, Allah Ta'ala grant him Siha Afia, our honorable start bringing back to South Africa as soon as possible. Then Maulana Harun became Hafiz, wonderful reciter of the noble Quran, could read 20 rakats any time, you know, wonderful, wonderful voice and everything. And he studied there and so forth, and he would excel in his studies, come out first, second, all the time, you know. When I left in 74, they should tell me the most intelligent student in the whole madrasa is a Maimon student. That's what they told me. So before I even left South Africa, I used to wonder who's this person. So when I saw him, I said, this is the person, Maulana Harun, you know. Big size, you know, solid person, big belt, mashallah. He used to play soccer also, very good soccer. Although he picked up weight, but mashallah, you could see he was a skilled player. Obviously, he left all that time in the starting. So we had a lot of memories like that, you know, mashallah. He used to wear a black jina topi, and he used to wear white kurta, and many a time he used to wear a black trouser. He shouldn't wear white trouser normally. They used to wear black trouser. Black topi, jina topi, white kurta, and black. And he had that robe, you know. When you look at him, you know this man is somebody special, you know. You can't just joke and all that. But when you get used to him, mashallah, it's different. But in the starting, it's like that. So anyway, then in 1976, he graduated. Subhanallah, how he graduated. He came out first in the Wifaqul. We all wrote this examination. We just aim for the pass. You know, you pass with distinction or something. It's fine. Finish. So alhamdulillah, you get that pass, Mumtaz, all that. So we passed like that, alhamdulillah. But he came out first. Whole of Pakistan, more than 50,000 students, 40,000 students, how many thousand students writing. Whole of Pakistan, he came out first. He used to write with left hand. That also I used to find but strange, you know. My brothers, sisters, all write with left hand. I'm the only one right here, Sirati Mustaqim. Anyway, so that he write with left hand, and his Arabic very good. And Hazrat Binuri also loved him, and his teachers loved him also. So that was a, it will never be broken. According to me, no South African ever will do that in Pakistan. Come out first in the whole national exam there. Then he came back to South Africa. Now listen, this is something very few people know. In 1977, when he returned, he must have applied from there to go for further studies to Medina University, the Jamia. Lo and behold, he returns to South Africa. His parents left Carolina and came to Durban, and they were there in the Ispingo Beach area. His father was running a tea room, you know, cafe and whatever you. So I know when I came back 76, then they had no imam. Hafiz Nurbai had left and all that. For 6 years, they had no imam. Hafiz Nurbai left there 70, 71, and they were struggling. So I told them, me, I'm not, I can't give a lecture. He said, no, just make khutbah namaz. And that I made khutbah namaz there, so I remember that very well. So 77, when Maulana Harun returned, so 2-3 things you should know. Number one is this, lo and behold, paper came from Jamia Islamia, Medina, you accept it, please come, you can further your studies. Now he goes and discusses with his beloved parents. Mother, no, you can't go better, you must stay here. He left all that and took his mother's duas. You see, when you take your mother's duas, you go very far in life. That's what he did. And he stayed his whole life there, 42, 43 years, from 77 till now. So he made khidmat of the Imam Musalla, who stays 42 years, 43 years almost, as an Imam in one place. That's a karamat in itself. So you must remember, he started the Imamat, Maktab, they had no Imam, Qari Nurbai left, and a big vacuum there, and so forth. I know the trustees, I won't take everybody's name, but the chairman, he also passed away, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, Dr. Mir. So he is the dermatologist, he was the chairman at that time. So everything was arranged, Muhammad Harun is the Imam, you're the principal. After 2-3 months, he resigned. So they came all begging and said, no, please, please, you must stay, this, that. So anyway, everything got sorted out, and his mother's duas, better, my son, you stay here in Spingo Beach. And lo and behold, that happened in 77. Then another thing, 77, he got married, mashallah. Subhanallah, from that marriage, what you see? You see, mashallah, 3 children, one Maulana is a sheikh of hadith, mashallah, Maulana Muhammad. He wasn't there for the janaza. He's there in Turkey in the khidmat of hadith. 30 studying by one of the greatest muhaddisin alive, Sheikh Muhammad Awama in Turkey. And Allah may bring him back easily. So do you give support to his mother, brother, sister? MashaAllah, two sons, and Muhammad and Ridwan. He's a hafiz, MashaAllah. One daughter, MashaAllah. And the son-in-law is also his nephew, Maulana Arshad. So, mashallah, big family now that, you know, that I think about 15 grandchildren and so forth, 16 or so, maybe more also. So, but what I know of. So, anyway, so all this, Allah blessed him, you know. So, pious wife, pious. We made a hajj also, you know, many times together with Mona Harun, his family and so forth. His father also, mashallah. His father told me one day a nice joke, you know. So, he told me, Haji Ismail, we used to call him Haji Sabai. So, we speak Mehman, you know. So I say, Haji Sahib, Maulana ji tabiyat ki hai. So how's Maulana feeling? So he says, you know, one day that one person asked him, where's your brother? So he said that my brother, who you speak? He said that one who make imam. But he said, no, he's not my brother, he's my imam, he's my son. But when he's to walk together, you know, come to masjid, if you know it's Pingo Beach. So Maulana and his father, they live in the flat right there in the masjid, or upstairs there. But then after that, Maulana moved away, where my father-in-law and them are, they live downstairs, he lives upstairs. So that's also another connection. So anyway, we then Maulana Harun Rahmatullah Alayh, so wonderful children, grandchildren, Allah Ta'ala make them all salih, pious, qurrata ayun. Now see, the man started the madrasa, and then Taraki, Allah wants to give you rank status. Very good ta'alluq with Mawana, Hazrat Mawana Umar Ji Sahab. He became like his mentor also. With Mawana Qasim Sema Sahab, Rahimahullah. All these are the giants of Natal. You know, South Africa, one should say. 1955, Hazrat Mawana Qasim Sema, Hazrat Mawana Umar Ji, and all of them, Mawana Ansari, all of them, Mawana Abdul Qadir, Rahimahullah, of Sparks Roads and all that, of Chatsworth. So I met all of them, mashallah. And Mawana Sema was with him 20 years. So anyway, you must remember that 1955, they started the Jamiat. And now, and then Mawana Yunus Patel came there, mashallah, 70s and so forth. So that gave another boost. Then Mawana Harun came slowly, slowly. He became the secretary of the Jamiat for several years. Then he became the president of Jamiat and all this. And he's still doing there the maktab work and all that. Then, mashallah, Madrasa Ta'alimuddin started. Mufti Ibrahim Saleh Ji of Spingo Beach. My nephew, Muhammad Yusuf, my sister's son, is the first student of that madrasa. First half is, alhamdulillah. And today, mashallah, is world renowned. So many students benefiting there and so forth and so on. So he was teaching there, Bukhari Sharif, and he taught Bukhari Sharif there. He taught there, mashallah, Kempadown. Imagine every day traveling. I used to ask him, Maulana, why you don't just make a choice? How are you going to manage all? But you see, when you have that love for Quran and Sunnah, up and down every day. One day from Newcastle, I was going to Durban and I was returning and I saw him on the road. So I asked him, what about? He said, the car got stuck. So he said, don't go announce on the radio. I still remember Mawana Harun told me, don't go announce on the radio, you met Mawana Harun and he was stuck there. So he was going to Kempadown. So anyway, that was the light moments we used to share. I said, don't worry, Maulana. He didn't like that. You know, 2000 was the first time he went to America. First time I went, we used to speak on the phone. After that, he went to America more than 20 times, I think. Subhanallah, in America also, he was running madrasas. And he was a mushrif. He was a supervisor there for some madrasas. So many things he did in Philippines and all that, also running madrasas, which many people don't know about. This is the sign of ikhlas and sincerity and tawadu. Humility, one side you're teaching Bukhari Sharif, on the other side you got the maktab and so forth. So many of us will say, now I'm teaching Yemen, leave the maktab. No, so that his original was imamat and maktab. Then Ta'alimuddin came and subhanallah, everybody saw what the great scholar, muhaddis he was and so forth. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri's duas, his parents duas, mashallah, he's got two brothers, our brother Yunus and other brother. So mashallah, teachers up we call him. So Allah Ta'ala give them all sabr and give the family sabr. So yes, we can't forget Mawlana Harun, a versatile scholar. And you know, when the imams of the haram used to come, that he should translate, and you know, Sheikh Sudais loved him, you know. I give you one incident of Sheikh Sudais and him that I know of. Sheikh Sudais told him, you see, it's Ramadan. So before iftar, before adhan, you must come there in the hatib. You know that semicircle. And you must come make iftar there. Now who they will invite there? People who they love. So you must remember he went there, there were one, two other South African ulama, they took them with, but they were not really the people, they just went with Mawlana Harun. So Mawlana Harun went, you must remember, and that the Sheikh Sudais used to say, where Sheikh Harun, you know, so that he loved him so much. So this is izzat from Almighty Allah's side, you know, when you see the messages from the students and so forth. Yes, a big, big loss to South Africa and the Ummah. So definitely for the Ummah, we all should take lessons, and inshallah, that I hope the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal and the Ta'limuddin Madrasa, they will inshallah write some books and so forth. It can become a very book, a great book, you know, when we see. I still got the book of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab. Sometime I just open it. These were the giants, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, when he left the world. We met these scholars, and what motivation, inspiration. So in our own country, we have these giants, we don't make qadr of them. When they go on, then we start wondering, see how many ulama we lost. Dawood Padia, Khamush Mujahid, 50 years in a maktab. Hajibai Padia, the world knew, but more Dawood Padia, few people knew. But see what he did in Stenger, more Tutlasa. Who could bring Hazrat Sheikh to South Africa? Everything happens with the will of Allah, but his da'wah, tabligh, his sincerity, all that. And then you see that other ulama, now Mawlana Harun Sahib passed away, and then you see Allama Khalid Mahmood passed away, Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Palampuri. So great giants are leaving, and the vacuum they leave behind. So these are all lessons for all of us. So yes, he passed away there in the hospital at the age of 68, and great, great, we remember him for many, many years. We studied together, and we used to perform Hajj together many a time. And you know that we used to, when I used to go to Spingo Beach, always would meet him and so forth. He was very hazir jawab. That was one thing. You ask him a question, sometimes he'll give you an answer, you won't ask another question, you know. Because same time he'll give you the answer. So Allah Ta'ala, Baal Maghfirat Farma, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus.